The Epistle of Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to the called saints, sanctified by God the Father and kept in Jesus Christ. Mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, when personally exerting all my diligence to write to you concerning the common salvation, I was compelled to write to you, exhorting you to fervently fight for the faith which once for all time has been delivered to the saints. For certain men have stealthily crept in, those who long ago have been written about, condemning them to this judgment. They are ungodly men, who are perverting the grace of our God, turning it into licentiousness, and are personally denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I myself want to remind you, though you once understood this, that the Lord, after saving a people out of the land of Egypt, the second time destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels, who did not keep their own original domain, but deserted their habitation. He is holding in eternal bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities surrounding them, in the same manner as them, having given themselves over to sexual debaucheries, and having gone after different flesh, are themselves exhibited as a perpetual example of undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. In the same way also, these dreamers of filthy dreams are defiling the flesh and are declaring as invalid the lordship of God and are blaspheming the divine powers. But Michael the archangel, when he was personally taking issue with the devil, disputing about the body of Moses, did not presume to pronounce a reviling judgment against him, but said, "The Lord himself rebuke you." As for these, whatever things they do not understand, they blaspheme. But whatever things they understand by instinct, as irrational brute beasts, they are corrupting themselves in these things. Woe to them, for they have walked in the way of Cain, and for gain they have wholly given themselves up to Balaam's delusion, and have perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are subversive stains in your love feasts. Feasting in person together with you, fearlessly they are feeding themselves. They are clouds without water, being driven by the winds, trees of late autumn without any fruit, uprooted, twice dead. Raging waves of the sea, casting up like foam their own ignominious shame, wandering stars for whom has been reserved the blackest darkness forever. And Enoch, the seventh from Adam, also prophesied of these, proclaiming, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy saints to execute judgment against all and to convict all who are ungodly of all their works of evil ungodliness that they have impiously committed, and of all the hard things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These are complainers and critics who are walking after their own personal lusts, while their mouths are speaking great swelling words, flattering persons for the sake of advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words that were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because they said to you that in the last time there would be mockers, who would be selfishly walking according to their own ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause division. They are psychic, not having the Spirit of God. But you, beloved, be building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, so that you keep yourselves in the love of God while you are personally awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, on the one hand, show mercy to those individuals who are doubting. But, on the other hand, save others with fear, snatching them out of the fire, hating even the garment that has been defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep them from falling and to bring them into the presence of his own glory, blameless in exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be the glory and greatness, the might and authority, even now and into all the ages of eternity. Amen.